This game is how big?
Big.
One answer, one word answer.
Yeah,
no.
Would you get it built upon that? No, it's a big game. Division on the line, home playoff game on the line. Can't get any much bigger than that. Aaron's here too, guys, by the way.
You guys as a team have been in some of these a lot on the line kind of games. Does it help to have been through that experience?
I think so. I mean, I think you had a lot of guys with experience in these big games, big moments. I mean, you can't ask for anything set up better to win the division, get a home playoff game, playing at home against a division rival. We both know each other very well. It's set up to be a great game. You know, they flexed it to Sunday night. I prefer the 3:30, and that's just me. You know, it's a big game, and a lot of people are going to be watching it, and it has a lot of implications for the playoffs as well.
Front seven-wise, they were good before. You're seeing the same things out of them now.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think they're playing more confident as well. Just watching them, I think they're doing a really good job up front. You know, they got Barr and Linval Joseph back and Harrison Smith, safety back for the Giants game, and the defense is playing with a lot of confidence. And, they're doing a lot of good things.
Offensively speaking, you know, everybody's been talking for a while about getting better. Like, time's kind of running out.
You could talk all you want. When we're getting a part of the season here, it's just getting the job done. It's all the rhetoric about, you know, we need to improve on this and, you know, we'll work on it. That's gone. From this game on, obviously we're guaranteed two games here, but it's playoff type mentality here. I mean, we need to win and get on the roll and get things going here. And it's win no matter any way you can get it, you win. And I look at it as it may not be the prettiest or it could be the prettiest. Just as long as at the end of the day you win the game, that's what it's about.
How's the psyche of your group? Your line? You guys have been hurt, obviously. A tough game last Sunday. How would you say that is?
I think it's fine. I think it's learn from it and move on type mentality. As offensive lineman, you can't really have you can't really relish on what happened in the past. You got to have a short memory, move on from it, and get ready for the next game.
Circumstances were fairly similar last time you met them, and you came out and won pretty convincingly. What is it about these two teams in this matchup that allows you to do that? And you guys have had Minnesota's number over the last few years.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to say anything in specific. It's a division opponent. You know, both sides know each other well. It comes down to execution. And, I think the games that really stick out are up there, that we play up there. It's those are tough grind 'em out type games, run the ball type football games against that good defense, and you have to be able to do that. And if I look back and kind of think of those games, we've been able to do that well, run the ball and sit on it, keep our defense on the sidelines, let them rest up to, go against AP and that offense. So I think if you look back, that's just kind of what we have done. And, it's probably going to have to do something of that nature again.
You got one of the best passing quarterbacks in football, yet you kind of think you guys want to run the ball, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, I think any offensive lineman, they're going to want to run the ball. Yes, any quarterback, he's going to want to throw the ball. That's just the way it is. But no matter what the play call is, we need to go out and execute it the best we can. If we're throwing it, got to give Aaron the time. If we're running it, got to create lanes for Eddie and James and, get that ground game going.
Ryan, in the first meeting, you guys had, a good running game. Eddie had his 100, but James Jones also had 100 yards receiving.
Mm-hmm.
A balance, would you say that's a good thing, too?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think if you look back in that game, I think it was like 35 and 35 was the run-pass ratio. I mean, about as balanced as you can get. That's always good to have balance and, not being just pass heavy or run heavy and letting the defense just know what you're going to do. So, yeah, that's important.
Brian, how much pride do veteran players like yourself on this team take having won the division 4 years in a row with a chance to win 5 years? What does that stream?
Oh, I mean, there's a lot of pride in that. We have a tough division, a lot of good teams, and to continue to win it is a big deal. And it's no different this year. The chance to win it at home at Lambeau in front of our crowd is going to be a good atmosphere, and we're excited about the opportunity.